Welcome everybody to another edition of ChatBiz, and today we're very lucky to have one of the Suffolk MPs, Matthew Hancock, who is one of the new breed of MPs that's entered into Parliament and brought a breath of fresh air to the to those corridors of power, and a new perspective, which we'll find out about as we discuss issues with Matt, and something new that's come up in that he's going to tell us about as well. Welcome, Matthew.
Well, it's great to be here. And this week, when it's the week that the Prime Minister has asked me to be the small business champion for the Conservatives. I'm a minister in the Department for Business, but this is about going out, especially to small businesses, and listening to their concerns, and also explaining the things that the government's done already, but finding out, most importantly, the things that we need to do more of to support small business.
One of the things we didn't understand when we got the briefing, and we've only just had the briefing, was that it seems to be a Conservative Party initiative, but it has government support. So how does that in practical terms work?
Well, in practical terms, I'm a minister in the Department for Business, and I'm the skills minister, so responsible for training and apprenticeships and post-16 education. But it's also a campaigning role. It's about getting out and listening to the needs of small business and campaigning for what the government's done and looking ahead to the manifesto and the election in 2015.
So I noticed that you've got 12 colleagues and you're overseeing the process, are you, on behalf of the government?
Well, I'm coordinating, and there's 12 small business ambassadors from all over the country.
Right.
Richard Fuller and Brooks Newmark from here in the east of England, as well as me, but then from colleagues in the southwest, in the north, in Wales, and so there's so we're all going to be out talking to small business, listening to small business, both explaining what the government's done so far and listening about what we need to do in the future.
Yes, we're doing it's quite interesting, it's coinciding with a piece of work that the FSB and the Chambers have been asked to do jointly for the LEP, because they've recognised, in fact, that it's too easy for them to just concentrate on the large sector.
Mm.
And so they want to know actually what small businesses want.
Yeah.
So what we're proposing to do, which is great about having the opportunity to talk to you, is set up some focus groups with both in Norfolk and in Suffolk.
Yeah.
And actually drill down to what they think from the different types of small businesses.
Yeah.
What's going to go forward. And that, I suppose, really, I mean, you have some experience from your family firm, haven't you,
Yes.
about small businesses?
I come from a background in small business, and I've found that that government, because it's a big organisation itself, finds it sort of easy to talk to big businesses, culturally easy. It's not a willful thing. It's that one large organisation can talk more easily to another large organisation. And it's also because if you're running a small business, you don't have time to go and interact with the government, whether it's filling in the forms, and we're trying to reduce the amount of bureaucracy about that, around that. But it's also, you know, responding to calls for evidence and all of the ways that government operates. We need to be much better at proactively understanding the views of small business. So the New Anglia LEP initiative is a very good one. And I know about this from my own personal experience, you know, growing up in a small family business, a computer software business, which hasn't employed more than 40-odd people in the 30 years that it's been running. And is, you know, when you're running that sort of business, you don't have time to read a consultation document because you're too busy running your business.
Some of the things that you might find that come out of it, I could imagine that, in fact, finance might come up still.
Yes.
We've had the banking forum twice in this region that Elizabeth Truss and Therese Coffey have been helping to run, where we've had the banks come. It doesn't seem to be the movement that we want, and obviously it's like trying to turn a big ship, isn't it, banking, and
yeah.
get it to go in the direction, especially for small businesses.
Yeah.
And then you've got the red tape issue.
Yes.
So you could be touching
yes.
on needs that actually yeah. are really big beasts in
yeah.
Parliament to move. How would you approach that?
Well, so my job as small business champion is to listen to the concerns and try to drive improvements. But of course, these are issues that have ministerial responsibilities across government. Business rates is another one that you might mention. Mm. That, of course, technically in government is a DCLG issue. But by goodness, is it a small business issue too. So the on banking, which is a treasury lead, it's about listening to the needs of small business. What we're trying to do on banking is pull together the support that government has for access to finance into the business bank, because at the moment we've got a lot of schemes. Some are very successful, some aren't as well known about, and by bringing them together in one place, we think that we'll improve the offer. But then also it's about reforming the banks, which is a much bigger issue. You know, they have had very, very weak balance sheets. That's what the banking crisis was all about. And restoring those balance sheets to health is a long process that will take time. But Treasury have just announced that they're going to extend the funding for lending scheme, which has been very successful on mortgages, to have a specific element for small business. And if that is as successful for small business as it's been for mortgages, then that'll be very, very positive.
So are you hoping that the consultation process will also not just identify the problems, but will also suggest some of the solutions?
Absolutely. And I'm all ears for solutions to the problems that small business face, whether it's things that the government should do more of, or whether it's things that, frankly, the government should do less of.
Well, thank you very much for giving us your time.
Great pleasure.
And we'll hope to speak to you later on in the year when you've had a bit of time to, in this new role,
yeah,
to have got some more information.
You're going to hold my feet to the fire.
I think it's just a matter that we can kind of maybe bring some of the suggestions that we've got to you and we could discuss them.
Yeah. Very good.
That might be something we could look at maybe in October, November time.
Terrific.
Matt, thank you very much for your time.
Great
And
stuff.
Thank you for everybody for listening.
Pleasure.